7.7 The History of the Smile Part 3
The profound transformation of whole societies by what can be achieved now in the dentist's chair is giving rise to completely new attitudes about what is beautiful and what is acceptable and what is desirable in our smile. So in a way, the medical and the cultural are travelling in parallel.
One man who has our smiles literally in his hands is dentist Martin Fallowfield. So is there such a thing as a perfect smile?
There are those who argue that the perfect smile is an imperfect smile. The very, very best technicians will be building in tiny irregularities when they're building a full mouth smile. This wall-to-wall symmetrical dentistry that we're seeing actually doesn't look that good.
So what's the future for our smiles? Bigger, whiter, wider? Angus Trumbull.
If you look at the difference between Rita Hayworth and Julia Roberts, it is impossible not to be startled by an amplification. The dial on the meter marked smiling is being turned up, and there's no reason to suppose that it will stop being turned up. It will get bigger, possibly fiercer, certainly whiter, and possibly even broader.
So one day we might be like the Cheshire Cat, big and smiley and the grin remains.
Yes, and in that situation, a solemn or somber person may strike us as not just bizarre, but mad.